In Iowa, we experience extreme changes in weather conditions in short periods of time. This can be very nice for variety, but it can also make it discouraging when we want spring. One weekend we might be in the 40s, and the next we might be 80 degrees cooler with negative 40 degree wind chills. So it can just really be something. But we have to remember, no matter how dark the winter, no matter how cold, spring always comes. And our Lord Jesus is always willing to come and comfort us and strengthen us and help us when we experience winters of the soul. Are you going through a tough time? Winter feels forever, but spring always comes. And so it is with Christ. When we welcome Him, if we have been experiencing a winter of the soul, so to speak. Let me speak truth with love. You are irreplaceable, and the Lord, He never forsakes His own. When you know Jesus, you know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will refresh your soul. He will refresh your spirit. He will refresh your mind as you come to Him and use what He has given you to get better. Focus on His word, not what the world says. Remember that God made you on purpose for His purpose. You can trust Jesus completely, joyfully. So do you feel pushed to your limits? Pause and remember the limitless love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So go ahead, rest in Him, let go of sin, and let Christ in, God's Son. Collapse into the loving, protective, strong arms of your perfect Lord. He's waiting for you right now to let Him bear your burdens. And as He bears our cares, you'll discover how He renews our strength, and you'll experience refreshment like in the spring, except even better, because when Christ is in our hearts, when we welcome Him afresh, if we already know Him, if we just spend time with Him, focusing on Him, listening to Him, taking His word to heart, you can have a fresh start today. Embrace 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Psalm 42:5 says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for Him, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence." Prayer tip of the week. Remember a time when the Lord provided an answer for your prayers that just surprised you in a beautiful way, and thank Him for that, and ask Him to help you right now experience renewal in Him so that your youth is renewed like the eagles and experience springtime inside, not just outside, but with Jesus. You can experience springtime inside. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your love, for Your truth, for how You never leave us nor forsake us. And we put our trust in You now, cast our cares on You, ask for Your help in every way. We can do nothing apart from You. And Lord, we just welcome You to just refresh us deeply, experience spring-like renewal inside as we enjoy it outside as well in the coming days. So we thank You, we love You, we repent, we turn to You, and please rule our lives. Save us, Lord Jesus, and help us to love You and love others with Your love. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Ask for Your best for each request. And we thank You so much and bless Your name together. In Jesus' name, amen.